I am Richard Benn, 73 years of age, from Queens, New York. I was first responder for the high voltage electric cables for the Con Edison Company of Electric Company of New York City. We were the next morning to repair the high voltage cables which left Wall Street in the dark permanently, because of the impact of the planes hitting the towers and the destruction in the whole area. The area was a cloud of smoke and ash, and the air quality was completely dangerous. So we attempted to restore the high voltage cables as soon as possible, which took possibly 2.5 weeks to get a grasp on the situation. The area had been completely evacuated because of toxic fumes, leaving all of the pets belonging to the people screaming and carrying on in the buildings. After 2.5 weeks, we managed to replace the high voltage cables temporarily and light up the area in the stock market. At this point, it was safe enough for President Bush, the President of the United States, to come down to the area and stand on top of the pile of debris which was left, which was still kind of dangerous at the time, putting his arm around the firemen and claiming that America was back in business as usual. With the high voltage cables having been temporarily rerouted, it was time for us to leave the secondary people, come in and restore what we call street lighting in the area. However, we would return as soon as the debris was cleared in direction of the mass pile, which left us access to make permanent repairs. We worked 14 to 16 hours a day. We were totally exhausted, but very patriotic. It was more than being said after watching police transport the remains of victims in a ceremonial manner uptown to the temporary morgue. This went on for weeks at a time. And as we were there night and day, we managed to see the constant stream of processions of sadness and the deep feelings from the people that witnessed the processions of passing motorcycles escorting the remains to the morgue. Around the crash site area, people couldn't believe that their loved ones had passed away and placed photographs and candles and little altars hoping to that their loved ones had escaped, and in disbelief, they didn't believe that their families were dead. One sad story came to my heart as a young girl that had got down the long stairs from the First World Trade Center and got out into the street and stood underneath a walkway bridge which connected one kind of avenue to the other. Her cell phone worked, and she was on the phone with her mom and acknowledged to her mom that she had got out safe. Her mom was so happy. She answered the phone, and as she did, the second building, the second plane crashed into the second tower, and as a result, the tower came down and killed a little girl under the bridge. She was killed. Her phone, however, survived the devastation and was found by one of the first responders in the area, which he used for his personal use, several phone calls for his own use. Her mother, in the meantime, thought that her daughter was still alive and pleaded and begged with the police to find her daughter. After some time, maybe a week or so, the police zoned in on the person using the cell phone of the young girl, and caught the person using it, then to notify the mom that her daughter had passed away. So sad.